Welcome to the Heal Your Male Ancestors Guided Meditation. In this meditation, we will be traveling to the realm of your benevolent male ancestors. This is a ground of healing and renewal for your masculine lineage. The men you meet here are of your blood and spiritual ancestry, with roots far deeper than our current age of patriarchy, deeper even than the age of matriarchy. They root down into those great ages and eras of sacred balance, of peace and harmony, and of deepest love and devotion between masculine and feminine, earth and human. You will want to be in a quiet and comfortable place where you will not be interrupted for the duration of the journey. You may wish to have a journal, pen, or pencils, and something to cover your eyes. You also may wish to open sacred space prior. For example, you may wish to light a candle, smudge with sage or cedar, pray, dance, or offer songs or words of praise. If you wish to do this, just take a moment to pause the recording and prepare before continuing. And now take a moment to get comfortable sitting or lying down and cover your eyes. Take several deep breaths as you bring your attention fully into your body. Bring your gentle awareness to any areas of your body where you feel tension, heaviness, or discomfort, and with each breath, allow yourself to drop deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. And now allow to come into your awareness the image of a living or deceased male relative or ancestor who is in need of healing. This might be your father, your brother, an uncle, a grandfather, or any other relative who comes to mind. You may also choose yourself as this male relative. And even if you are female, ask your inner masculine if he would like to show himself in a clear way so you can recognize him fully now. Once you have identified the male relative or the aspect of yourself that is in need of healing, set the strong intention to connect with the spirit of this male being and ask if they agree to this healing. If the answer is no, allow another male relative to come to mind until you find one who is ready and willing to heal. Know that all is well and he who is ready reflects perfectly your own readiness and area where you are needing healing. And now open your mind's eye to find yourself in a grassy field at dusk. The sun is setting behind you, and before you lies a forest of enormous, ancient trees. You see a path at the edge of the forest, and suddenly a great stag appears, standing before you just for a moment, then disappearing into the forest as if beckoning you to follow. You follow him into the forest, and the path deeper and deeper, seeing glimpses of him flash before you from time to time, leading you forward. And now you begin to hear the sound of voices in the distance. You hear drumming and rattles and clear, harmonious male voices raised in song. Their voices interweave in harmonies that sound part human, part animal. It is as if the howling of wolves the hooting of owls, the cry of a hawk, all these sounds are infused within the strong, resonant human male voices ringing out through the forest. And you feel a deep warmth course through your body as you feel the strength and passion and wildness and celebration of this gathering of men, your male ancestors, filling the forest with song. A longing awakens within you to join these men, knowing they are your own. You feel such gladness as you sense and know that their songs are a kind of blessing for the forest itself and all its creatures, as well as for you. The forest has grown darker, but you see now a light before you, and you hear the crackling of a fire, and you smell the sharp, sweet scent of burning cedar, and a delicious venison stew with fresh homemade bread. You see the men now before you, seated on a circle of pine logs around the fire. You approach, and as you do, you quickly recognize that they cannot see you. For now, you are here as an invisible witness to a great event which you have initiated through the force of your longing for the healing of the men of your bloodline, and through them, the sacred masculine within you. You look into the faces of these men and see a light in their eyes, a joyfulness in their demeanor that warms you. As you observe them singing, laughing, making music, tending the fire, and sharing a meal together, you see and feel the essential masculine before the wound, expressed uniquely through each man. They all embody strength, yet also emotional openness and sensitivity. Great heart. And now you see approaching from the other side of the fire another man. As he comes closer, you realize he is the male relative for whom you have invited healing. And it may be that you see yourself or your inner masculine. As he approaches, you see the weariness in his face. You see his sadness, loneliness, and grief. You see now so clearly that he is carrying, now and for his whole life, a great and unbearable burden, alone. And you also see in his face that same longing you feel in the presence of these healthy ancestors, these vibrant ancestors. And like you, you see that he recognizes them as his own. And now, suddenly, these ancient male ancestors fall silent as he approaches. A great and potent stillness fills the forest. But just for a moment, then every man stands, and you see them looking at one another in wonder, catching their breath, as if they are seeing a loved one return from the dead. You see tears of joy, and they call his name with great emotion, tears streaming down their faces as they move toward him or you, taking turns embracing him, holding him at arm's length, taking him in, surrounding him with their love, strength, and support. At first, he appears bewildered and overwhelmed, but suddenly you see him relax at a level you have never seen him relax before. You see the guardedness drop from his spirit as, for perhaps the first time in his life, he feels completely seen, loved, and welcomed by a strong circle of men. And they feed him now and continue to marvel over him with an air of celebration and great appreciation and love and honoring for the hero's journey he has been on. When he has finished eating, an elder with a great gray beard and especially wise and warm eyes calls everyone to gather in circle once again. He draws a staff from his fur robes and passes it to your relative. "It is time to tell your story," he says. Your male relative hesitates for a moment, looking around the circle. It is so hard to speak the words that for so long have remained buried in his heart. And yet he knows it is time to speak. It is time to be witnessed. It is time to heal. And now you see him tell the story he could never tell before. With great emotion, he shares the burdens of his heart, the secret shame where he believes he has failed, he has fallen short, where he could never satisfy his partner, where he could not provide all for his family needed, where he had to bury his own dreams to nourish and support the dreams of others. He shares the places where his heart was broken with harsh words, and in those moments where those to whom he had revealed his deepest vulnerability had used it as a weapon against him. All the tears, all the rage, all the sorrow and despair, it is as if something enormous has opened in him, and he is finally free to speak from his heart with full abandon. And as he does, every man drinks his words in deeply, nodding and holding him with their full presence and support. Finally, he has no more words. He has no more tears. He has no more rage. He falls silent, spent. And then a young warrior steps forward with a loving smile. In his arms, he is holding the skins of many wild creatures: bear, wolf, deer, coyote, wolverine, eagle, hawk, owl. "Choose one," he says to your relative. And so he chooses. Whatever the creature, the skin has the magical property of fitting perfectly over your relative's body. He takes on the skin and the spirit of this animal now, and as the men once again begin to sing and drum, he begins dancing in the way of this wild one. He leaps, he flies, he dances, he cries, he howls. He may change form from one creature now and into another. As he moves and spirals, it is as if lifetimes of pain, of grief, of rage, and loneliness are sparking and releasing from his body, dissipating and clearing, carried up in the smoke and songs to Creator for composting in the heart of the galaxy. And finally, once again, the singing and the drumming stop, and your relative sheds his skins to become once again himself. But he is radiant now. He has remembered his true nature. He has remembered his true light and his true darkness. He has remembered his primal essence in this earth body and has felt the freedom of full expression of his animal human soul. And you see now that every ancestor has once again risen to take his hand, to embrace him, and to wish him well on his journey back home. Laughter and conversation erupt as each man gives him a special blessing, a life-giving joke, a loving acknowledgement, or a physical gift for his return journey. Put your hand on your heart now as you watch the completion of this joyful reunion. Know that this relative and his wound lives also in you, and that his healing is now your healing. Know too that you can return at any time with any male relative to enact this healing ceremony. Perhaps the next time, if not this time, the relative you choose will be you. Your male ancestors are waiting for you, and they have been waiting for a very long time. And now it is time to return home. This ceremony has lasted all through the night, and daybreak is dawning. And as you continue to hear the wild howling of the wolves, the dark forest is filling with light as the fire has died down to coals, and you see once again the stag appear on the path you arrived on, and you follow him back to the field where you began, and return once again, every part of you, to your body, to the present moment, and to the room where you began. When you are ready, take out your journal and record anything you wish to remember. And remember also that you are always welcome to return to the land of ancestral male healing for yourself or for any male relative who is in need and in agreement of this need for healing. And so it is. Blessed be.